AutoNation out with some stunning earnings results ahead of the market open here. Let's welcome in AutoNation's new CEO, Mike Manley. Mike, good to see you here this morning. How do you explain results like this? Inflation has been a key topic amongst all the executives we talk with, but how do you explain consumers willing to spend even more for new cars and of course, used cars?
Well, I think there's a few dynamics that are ongoing at this moment in time. Obviously, the supply of new vehicles, as everyone's been talking about for months now, has been incredibly tight. We're at the lowest levels of inventory that we have. So even though new vehicle volumes are down 20%, so they're down 20% in the quarter, margins are obviously up. And we can talk a little bit about that as well. But where I think AutoNation have really done well is what I call structural changes to the business. You know, our used car volume is up 20% in the quarter, driven from same store sales plus the additions. Our after sales business has improved as people are driving more miles, and our F&I product sales have done well. So when you get that combination with good new car margins, you end up with a great quarter, and I'm really pleased with what the team were able to deliver.
Mike, from what you can tell, have we seen the peak in used car prices?
You know, it's very difficult to tell, but what I would say from the information that I look at and all of the data that comes across our used car team, I think we've begun to see mitigation in prices, particularly in vehicles 2 years and younger. I think it will be a little while before that filters through all of the other price bands, but it's begun, and I think it will continue throughout this year. So I do believe we're going to see that mitigation. Obviously, we'll run into interest rate hikes, so affordability may be a question later in the year, but I think we've seen the peak and it's now going to come down.
Mike, how concerned are you about rising interest rates and how that might impact your shopper?
Well, you know, we've obviously enjoyed the benefit of rising prices. But if I take used cars, for example, the actual margin on used cars, if you go all the way back to 2018, has only fluctuated about 1%. So the benefit in the margin, the per unit margin that we've enjoyed really has come through from that increased pricing. So as we see mitigation in pricing, I think that will be offset obviously by interest rates. So what you may find now is that because we have such a large pent-up demand for used vehicles, a number of those buyers, as we get additional stock in the marketplace, may downsize or may reduce the options that they're looking for to maintain those monthly payments. And those others that are still waiting for their used car of choice, I think, will continue to buy. So it's going to be a combination of that mitigation in prices partially offset by interest rate increases, I think.
And Mike, if you look at the competitive landscape right now, obviously the car market is always pretty competitive, right? But you have a lot of new entrants in the market, a relatively new entrants in the market that are online native businesses. How do you retain market share in that kind of environment? And, you know, especially in an environment where prices are going up, are you guys, you know, offering anything in the way of pricing to try to keep customers coming in?
So, you know, when I often get asked about new entrants into the marketplace and what is going to be the response of the so-called traditional retailers. And I tend to turn that round because what we're actually seeing is the emergence of a preferred buying channel from our customers. And we, as a big automaker, the leading auto retailer, have obviously had to adapt in the past to changing buying patterns and how people want to understand vehicles and go through the buying process. So what we have been building and need to continue to build is a much more seamless digital interface that enables customers to access our stock, our services, our parts, whether they want to do it digitally or whether they want to do it physically. So that's been a big focus, a big investment, frankly, through this pandemic period. And I think if we get that right, we will be able to match the same levels of services, the same quality of services, but bring the added benefit of the bricks and mortar that I think many, many people still want as part of their buying process. So for me, it's not about new entrants per se. It's more about making sure that we keep up with and ahead of consumer buying preferences. And that's been a massive focus for us here at AutoNation.
Mike, you're going to be the CEO that brings AutoNation into the electric vehicle future. You know, is that one of your biggest priorities taking over now? I imagine you have to probably hire different service technicians. You have to build EV charging stations in your parking lots. How are you thinking about it?
I'm thinking very much as this is the future of automotives in this country. I saw it when I was on the OEM side. I'm fully convinced that this is going to happen. The transition will begin slowly, but we will reach an inflection point, and we need to be incredibly ready for that. So I have already started investing ahead of that curve. Over 75% of all of our locations will be full charging stations by the end of the year. The balance of those, we're in process of working with our OEMs in terms of what are they actually looking for. But as soon as we understand that, they will be put into our program. And by the way, this will also include our standalone used car sites. And you may ask, why are you doing used car sites when electrification will take years to get into that? And for me, it's about convenience for our customers. We'll provide a network of charging stations for our customers with other amenities so that we make that transition for them as smooth as absolutely possible. Now, you're quite right. We need to retrain internally as well. We, for many, many years, are still going to be dealing with a very large quantity of gas combustion engines coming into our workshops, but an increasing mix, obviously, of EVs. So it's important for us to invest in training, not just for our technicians and our service advisors, but also our sales executives, because we know when we talk to customers about EVs, the level of information, particularly in the early stages of adoption, needs to be much more granular, much more detailed, and we need to take much more time. So we're also thinking about that customer journey, really, and what does it mean and how can we be part of this transition? So yes, we're investing. Yes, we're convinced it's going to happen. We're not going to walk away from a very strong base of customers that we have, which is over 11 million and growing in the existing gas combustion engine area. But we're going to make sure that the group is well positioned, not just in terms of traditional services, but this is going to open up the market for other non-traditional things that haven't been done yet in retailers, and we're going to make sure we're there as well. So I'm incredibly excited about that transition.
And Mike, you know, you talked about an inflection point that we are coming to in terms of electric vehicles. I've been sort of trying to wrap my head around right now. It's a push from automakers in terms of product, right? A lot of talk about investment, a lot of talk about product. What does the pull look like from consumers? In other words, what kind of interest and demand are you seeing from consumers at this point?
Well, I would say that at the top end of the pricing range, we are seeing a significant increase in interest in full electric vehicles, as well as plug-in hybrid vehicles. For the inflection point to really happen, I think two things have to be in place. One, there has to be more infrastructure available for users of full electric vehicles. The demand and the interest that we've got today are from people that will have charging stations in their offices, they'll have charging stations at home, but we've got to make sure that these are publicly available as prices come down. And that, for me, is the critical thing. We are not yet at the point where we have an offering that really caters for the heart of the market, and we've got to get to that area. And when I talk to automakers, you know, we're launching, I think it was 150 new EVs and plug-in hybrids next year, and that will continue. What will also help is when the technology and the battery chemistry begin to really drive those prices down, and that's when you're going to see, I think, more adoption. But from a retail perspective, we can't wait for that, because we also need to be investing ahead of the curve. We also need to demonstrate the fact that we are knowledgeable in this area, that we're a go-to brand, and really continue with the work that AutoNation have put in for many years. So inflection point will not be there for mass market in this 12 months or the next 12 months, but it certainly will come, in my opinion.
You're the new guy at AutoNation. Mike, what do investors need to know about you? Do you race cars on the weekend? What's in your garage? Tell us.
Well, you probably know from my profile, one of the things people talk about is, you know, I'm a workaholic. And, you know, I don't tend to put it in that way. I love retailing cars. I started retailing cars when I was a kid. I'm super pleased to be back to retailing cars, because I've always thought about it as not just providing great pleasure to people, because everybody loves a new car, there's no doubt about that, but also solving problems. And it's something that's in my blood. So for me, to a large extent, as sad as it may sound, you know, I enjoy walking through our dealerships even at the weekend. So as things settle down, you know, maybe I'll learn to play golf.
All right. Well, enjoy those dealership visits. Appreciate those hard efforts. Looking forward to continuing to talk to you. AutoNation CEO, Mike Manley. We'll talk to you soon.